The president of the Chicago-based group, Jim Tobin, says the 14 Wisconsin state senators who fled to Illinois to stall a vote on Walker's plan are just puppets of powerful union bosses. He says limiting union bargaining rights will bring public employee salaries and benefits more in line with those in the private sector.
I've lost over half my retirement income. I am going to have to work until I drop in order to pay the pensions and salaries for these government employees. And I get maybe $1,000 or $2,000 a year in services from these people, and 40% of my income goes to taxes. And what do I get back in return? Abuse.
But the vice president of a union representing public sector nurses in Wisconsin says funding union pensions isn't the central problem. Bruce Colburn says Walker's plan is an attack on all middle-class workers, both public and private.
It's that workers in the private sector, too many of them don't have a pension. So if we're ever going to better ourselves and change our situation, let's fight for these workers, but let's also fight for workers who deserve a pension and a decent retirement and should have them. And these workers are completely behind that.
Colburn is among more than 100 protesters still inside the Capitol building, chanting, drumming, and demanding that Governor Walker agree to a compromise that retains union bargaining rights. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.